At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, happy Friday. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Well-dressed hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, the happiest man in the world right now, my dad.
Your dad.
Yankees are in town.
Is he there tonight?
No, he's going tomorrow and
Why
Sunday.
Why didn't he go for Kershaw Day?
What
the hell else does he have to do?
Listen, I got him tickets,
yeah.
I said, well, first of all, he's a Yankee fan, and they're going against Kershaw. I don't know that he wants to go for a loss.
Yeah, but you always love to go see a Hall of Famer. Especially when he's embroiled in, stuff with the team. He doesn't just... We're not getting deep into that, but I'm just saying, like, whenever there's things that could hasten the end of someone's run with a particular team in the town in which you live, perhaps you go see him when you have the chance.
Here's the crazy thing is, I don't even know, because that storyline is just so bonkers with everything with Kershaw. I'm like, I don't even know that I know everything about
it. No. I'm trying to parse through where everybody comes in and how. Yeah, yeah.
Because there's the people. Okay. Here I get it. Oh, but these people are upset. Now these people are upset. So wait. So everybody's upset, and they're all upset here. It's just, I'm like, it's
no. Trying to put it out on a whiteboard, you'd have lines going back all over the place. And if you're trying to write that code, you'd have it implode and go in a repeated loop where you wouldn't come to a solution. We don't need to go down that road. But the idea is, he's pitching against your team down the road. Yankees haven't been here, 4 years?
Yeah.
So... probably not going to be pitching again the next time they come through.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Here's the thing is that I always, it's usually
my dad's Christmas present
yeah.
is always tickets to a game.
Sure.
And, you know, usually it's Yankees Angels. I'll sure. get him that when they come out.
And he can go park right up front.
And that's it. And I go, Dad, I don't even need to buy him for, you can just walk right up and get him for like $5. I mean, do I need to get, but Yankees Dodgers, bigger deal. So I said, and I always want, now it's like, okay, I'm going to tell you what your present's going to be. When do you want to go? It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sure. No, I want to go Saturday, Sunday. Okay, great. Honestly, because I think, you know, look, my dad's in his 70s. He doesn't want to be driving home at 11 o'clock at night on a Friday. Okay. I just don't think he wants to do that. So I'm like, all right,
that's
fine.
All good.
So he's going. So he's not avoiding Kershaw. So
no, he just wants to get hammered.
Like, my dad is.
He wants to get hammered while Kershaw sets him down in order.
Home. I get it.
Yeah. Hey, you son of a such and so forth. Hey, Kershaw, you think you're so good. You know who was better than you? Sandy Koufax.
Was that your dad that was stalking Aaron Judge on Rodeo Drive taking pics today? Was that him?
As far as you know, it wasn't.
Yeah, I saw some of that yesterday and then today, and people saying, how much of his money did he spend? It's like, why are we pocket watching?
You know,
the man wants to go help our local economy when he's here. You know, have at it.
Here's the thing. I've actually had to have that conversation with my dad about athletes, believe it. Because I told you how my dad is a, every year he works the event in Riviera,
yeah.
the big PGA event in Riviera in February. And the very first time he did it, you know, he was the marshal on the 16th hole. And that's been his thing. He's loved doing every year. So the first year he did it, he was really excited. And one of the things that he did, he goes, I get to work all week, and you don't really get paid a lot for it, but you get to golf, you get to pull over, everything else.
You schmooze with whoever's right. on the course, and especially when there's a celebrity or the practice rounds, whether it's loose and guys are chatty, of course.
Yeah, sure. And my dad gets excited because you know he's retired. It's like it's his Super Bowl. So one of the things he got to do was the very first Monday or Tuesday, was he got to pick up the golfers from the airport. And nice. It was really exciting. And I think he picked up Bubba Watson and a couple other people and everything. It was great. Like, he was excited. He said, yeah, I get to pick up my big town car. He went and he picked them up and drove them. It's like, that's great. And then I said, well, who did you meet? He goes, oh, man, Freddie Couples is coming. I was trying to get Freddie Couples. I go, yeah, I'm talking with some of the guys there. And I said, hey, if Couples gets in the car, I'm locking it. We're not even making it there. And I said, Dad, don't say that. I know you're joking.
About that.
Don't say that in front of anybody that's given you this job, because they don't want to go, are you the guy that sent that radio guy's dad to go get Fred Couples and now we don't know where the guy is? I go, Dad, don't. You can't even joking. Trust me.
Because if
say
anything
that.
Happens to Fred Couples,
yeah.
it's on you.
It's on me
and on Jason.
Yeah, and I said, Dad, I said, so just so you know, you can't. He goes, well, of course I'm not. I go, yeah, but they don't know you. They think you're a lunatic. He goes, all right. So that was one of his favorite things to do.
No, it's pretty good.
I had to actually have that conversation with him about, hey, Dad, just, you know, be careful with that.
Well, I mean, all my life's a circle, right? Mm. Once upon a time, there were conversations Dad had to have with you. About mm-hmm. certain things mm-hmm. and the trials and tribulations and rites of passage in this life. And now you're coming back the other way saying, just because you want to say what, you know, you're retired and you think you have it all and you've got the world, the bull by the horns, as it were, doesn't mean you can say what you want in every situation. You might be sweated out under some bright lights really fast.
What's he like at the game? Is he the down in front guy, the guy who yells and curses? What's he like?
No,
at
Yankee down down when my front dad guy, was like younger, that. My dad was younger. He used to love jawing at other guys, at players. Like, we would go to Syracuse Chiefs games all the time. We would sit in like the first row behind the dugout, like, because they're like $5, sure. right, for AAA baseball, right?
And he the Mets,
used to,
right?
He used to, no, it was actually Blue Jays when we were there, the Chiefs, we were Blue Jays. And now they're the Mets, but when I went to college there, my dad was there, it was a Blue sure. Jays.
You said AAA, so I
and
said
he
Mets.
Was, you're funny. And so when other people come into town, he's like, oh, he would love to jaw at them. He would love to jaw and say stuff. Now my dad just kind of sits there, and I go, did you see that? Yeah, I saw it. I'm like, oh, okay, that was a great catch. Yeah. Yeah.
Is he falling asleep in his chair?
No.
Or is he people watching?
No, I think he just can't see that far sometimes. He can't.
That's an expensive nap, guys.
I thought he was going all, you know, creepy camera guy, you know, Arnie Harris and his crew, like when they used to have to scope things out for Harry Caray at the WGN. Is Harry really watching the game? Nope. Arnie's giving him the alternate view of people in the bleachers.
Jason, you thought Harman's nap at the movies was expensive? Falling asleep at the Dodger
Come on, that wasn't. Come on now.
It's not a nap. I just think sometimes he has a tough time sitting. Like, if we're behind the Yankee dugout, like some power up, and the ball is hit to left field, like, can he really see it? You know, I don't know. That was a great catch. Yeah. Right up against the wall. That was actually on the warning track. But okay, that's great.
You and I are slowly creeping towards age where we're in the same boat.
Yeah, but you know what
you
he
hear
has to
the
do?
Crack of the bat, and you're like,
what? You know what he's got to do? He's got to wear glasses. Dad, put your glasses on. I don't need them. Dad, put your glasses on. You'll see it.
Vanity.
You got to put glasses on. You'll see the game.
Did we learn
better.
Anything from the Devil's Advocate?
Oh, man.
Vanity.
But my
favorite sin.
Hey, one more question.
Yeah, what do you got, Frostburg?
So if your dad found out that Oral Hershiser hates you, would that be his like favorite player of all time? Or?
Oh, no.
He
don't
want to say hi to Oral?
No. Because he knows that you know, now that he's in his 70s, he's got to rely on me more. So I think he would not like Oral. Maybe 20 years ago, he would say, hey, I'm on Oral Hershiser's side with this. But like now, I think he realized, oh, wait a minute, I can't mess around anymore. So I think that's what it is.
Do you, when you guys are together watching a game and those Oral Hershiser commercials come on, do you start cursing at the television?
No. They dance around in the circle?
No. Sometimes when the commercial comes on, my dad will go,
Chevrolet.
Like if I'm in the other room and my dad will go, Jay, what? Hey, your best friend's on TV. What? And I look, and it's Oral Hershiser.
So he does know the guy hates you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he knows.
That's what we
just doesn't have his back. He has my back.
Did you listen to anything I asked you tonight?
I did. He's got my back. He knows that he doesn't like me, but he has my back.
Wow.
Like 20 years ago, he would probably say,
you know,
would
have gone the other way.
Hey, Oral, I'm sorry about my son. You know, sorry he doesn't get it.
I think if he saw Oral Hershiser in person, though, he would take Oral's side to mock you. In a public forum,
yeah, my dad might get caught up in the moment and go like, "Hey, I was funny guy," but then I get home and go, "Hey, guess what? I'm taking possession of your car now. Guess what? Yeah, hey, I have power of attorney. Guess what that means for you?
You had a good run.
You thought that was funny, right? You thought
Del Boca Vista. Let's go.
Hershiser's so funny. Yeah, he's so funny. Yeah, you thought that was funny. How about
your best friend
having a car? So Yankees Dodgers right now getting set to go. Big marquee game of the weekend. Yankees lineup is out. Aaron Judge is hitting second.
Aaron Boone's already at the top step and really anxious.
He's still in the game, though. He has not gotten thrown out yet.
It's early.
He is not. The game has not begun yet.
Yeah, I mean, Kershaw hasn't thrown his first pitch yet.
No.
But
it's almost 7-11.
Yeah, he's going to be upset right now. He's got to be upset.
Five.
Yeah.
Four. Three. Two. Damn game is late! What are we doing?
So, look, this is going to be a lot of fun this weekend. Look, we got a lot of big baseball stuff tonight because there's some things happening. Look, this week has been Memorial Day week when you take stock of where we're at in Major League Baseball and where we're at going forward. And I got to say something because this is, look, well, Yankees and Dodgers going at it already. The Yankees lead off with a base hit off of Kershaw.
Because it was late.
My dad is so happy now. Is that one thing that baseball has done, the changes to baseball this year, right? Overarching changes. What do we see? I go by the Billy Bean, Moneyball, Brad Pitt line of adapt or die, right? And he gives the clap. Because we have seen that with the new rules that have come in this year, not being able to throw over to first base a couple of times, you know, more than two times in an at-bat, no more shifts. The teams that are playing well have embraced these changes. Because you still have teams like the Mets that are just trying to throw people out there and try to win, right? It's the same. You see a lot of teams struggling because, hey, we're going to play the same way we've played before, and that's what we expect to have. And they're struggling. Meanwhile, teams like Texas, Tampa Bay, the first place Arizona Diamondbacks, Toronto, Pittsburgh, they're all playing well. Why? Because they're up at the top in stolen bases, and they're up at the top in batting average. The two things that have come back to Major League Baseball now. Stolen bases are now a weapon again.
Mm-hmm.
And the smart team said, okay, now, hey, we got to get fast players. We got to be able to move because we can't be one of those teams like the Mets where it's three hits to score a run every time. Can't have that. You got to be able to steal a base now and again so you can have two hits score a run. But I watch the Mets, and it's three hits for a run every single time. It's a single, it's another single, and they need another hit. And that math doesn't work out all the time. And so teams that have been doing that have been stealing stealing more bases and hitting for higher average, because now you can place the ball like you used to. You can hit, you know, left-handed hitters that have always hit for high average. Now, hey, I don't have to worry about shifts hurting me anymore. I can go the other way. I can try to hit a soft liner here. This is what I want to do with this pitch because he's going to try to hit me with a slider away. All of these things are now in play again, because you can't just, well, we're going to put the shift on. Good luck getting by it. So these teams now that have surprised you with how well they're playing are all doing well with these changes. The other teams are falling. The teams just want to load up on talent. Teams like the Padres, hey, is there any flow to their lineup? Is there any way to say, hey, we're fast up here? We're doing no, there's not. It's just we loaded up on talent. And teams that simply load up on talent and don't pay attention to the rule changes are the ones that are struggling. And I don't know if this is going to mean that a team like Arizona or Texas or Pittsburgh is going to be a team that's in the playoff midst the entire way, but they've all gotten loads better. They're not teams that are going to be 62 and 100. These are teams that are going to be 500 with these changes they've been able to adapt to. So it's adapt or die, and I don't think there's any coincidence why we've seen these also-ran teams that have said, hey, these are the new rules. This is going to be an advantage for us. That's why they're at the top, and these other long-standing teams that we try to blast the ball, collect talent, they're the ones that are struggling.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, Esteury Ruiz is going to steal 100 bases for the A's. Nobody's going to care. But he's going to be a footnote because he'll get to some great graphics of him alongside Ricky Henderson.
He'll be a 100-100 guy. 100 steals, 100 losses. Yeah. I don't know anybody.
It's a fair point.
Forget about 50-50 or 40-40 club. He's going to be a 100-100
guy. We're going to have to go back and look in the annals of history if we have any of those. But the early adopters, it's always a good thing, right? You change up, and the younger your team is, the more you're embracing the change. Because, look, short-term returns are huge. Over time, does talent probably still win out, right? Does Texas stay where they are? Maybe. Hopefully, right? Hopefully we shake things up and you get some of these teams in. You saw some runs from teams like the Pirates, you know, where they've played some better baseball. It's the great start by the Baltimore Orioles. Young guys just get up and play. Now, of all the rule changes, the one thing, I was still okay with the shift. You know what? Hit around it. Figure it out. But I get it. Get them on, get them over, get them in, and change the game, change the pace, and try to get runners on base and the ball moving once again, as opposed to strikeout, walk, home run. As I say, strikeout, walk, home run. That's a home run for Mookie bleeping Betts to lead off the bottom of the first.
I mean, this is what we've done in the last few minutes, right? Talking about rule change in baseball. The game is faster. It favors starting pitchers. Clayton Kershaw gave up a leadoff single and still had a 5-pitch first inning.
Yep. Is that
He's
good?
Out, and already Mookie Betts is homered leading off the game for the Dodgers.
Judge grounds into a double play, and then he had called strike three. So,
and
yeah,
you wanted
like
my
that.
Dad here for this, Frostburg.
Yeah, he needs to see this.
He's going
to
kick your ass
this
time he sees
to see
you.
This.
And my dad is tall, too. My dad's like 6'1".
You think I care?
He'll still
kick your ass. Dude, if Frostburg gets inside him,
whoa.
I mean, those long arms don't matter.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi.
Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
Uncle Ricky, will you tell me a bedtime story?
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Discover. The end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earn doubled. Seriously, see terms, check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Well, if my dad was at the Dodger-Yankee game, he probably would have left.
Yeah, he wouldn't have. He would be beating traffic home.
Yeah. First inning, Clayton Kershaw goes through a 5-pitch first inning, which involves a double play hit into by Aaron Judge. The Dodgers have put up 3 in the first inning, 2 home runs already. Max Muncy goes deep following Mookie Betts' home run. Dodgers have runners at the corners right now. It's 3-0. My dad would just stand up. He would finish his beer and would go, "That's it. All right. Anybody want this seat? I'm leaving." His own protest. He would be out of there.
Bases loaded. Back. One out.
Oh, bases loaded now. Yeah. One out. Oh,
bases loaded with one out. We're watching the pitch clock. You know, they never want to get into a bullpen game the first game of a series. Everybody's excited. Yeah. Actually, it'll be good for us because isn't tomorrow night's game on Fox?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
FS1. Yeah. I mean, so we'll get to watch and meet a lot of the Yankee bullpen tomorrow.
Yeah. And a base hit to center field, another run in. It's 4-0 Dodgers over the Yankees.
Wow. It's the Gas House Gorillas beating up on Bugs Bunny right
now.
Dude,
how far away are we from Aaron Boone getting thrown out of this game?
Oh, no. He's going to come out.
Aaron Boone, really, he's got to be about 3 minutes away from being thrown.
Speak of the devil, they immediately went to a shot of him really working the gum, Ditka-like, in the dugout right there.
really
mashing down, and you could see him clenching. It is a difficult night already. Dodgers capacity crowd, I know they celebrated the hell out of it here on our local affiliate, AM570 LA Sports, and Jason, look up.
Oh, man. Off the wall.
No. He caught it at the wall.
Caught it
at the wall, but it was drifting, okay. And they showed the pitcher looking like, oh, no. Oh, no. Did I just do that?
Your dad will be home in 15 minutes.
He'll be home already. He'd be home already. I got home in time to watch the committee for the top of the second. That's me. That would be so my dad. So 100%.
I'm glad he didn't go tonight. I mean, here's the question, though. I mean, we ask this question a lot going into game one of the NBA Finals between the Heat and the Nuggets. For Clayton Kershaw in the second inning, rest or rust? Which shows?
Rest or rust?
Wow. He's already been sitting down for 15 minutes. I mean, we talked about the late start, right? Gives up the base hit, and then he was back on the bench by, 7:14.
Why you got to troll Jimmy Buckets like that, man? Rest or rust? Why you got to do that, man?
I'm inspiring him. I'm not trolling anybody.
So we'll keep you posted on this, what's now a blowout game. Mookie Betts batting again.
He's
getting 2 home runs in the first inning.
That would be great.
He's swinging for the fence. It's 5-0 already.
As he should.
I mean, Aaron Boone should just get upset about something. Just get on the field and get thrown out now. I mean, really, go home. Okay. Stream the last season of Ted Lasso, whatever you want. Maybe want to get into something else new. The other two, the new season is out now, which I'm excited about. Another base hit. It's going to be another run for the Dodgers. Make it 6-0 now.
Wow.
Mookie Betts with a home run and a single. Now they're throwing it around the infield like a little league team. First and third, 6-0.
This is...
And you wanted my dad to be at this game, Frostburg.
I wanted
Come
him front
on,
row.
Man. Come on,
dugout
man.
Club.
What is
extra beer sales today? People have been complaining about how fast games have been. Now I have innings like this.
You guys want a Dodger Yankee hot take?
Yeah, go ahead.
Max Muncy is better than Babe Ruth.
What? 877-99 on Fox.
Oh, man.
And how about a Fresca at Swollen Dome?
No, I'm with you on that, sure.
Fox Sports Radio. He's right now.
So we'll have more on this game. I mean, it could be 10-0. So Freddie Freeman is up now. It's like, it's a big conga line around the bases.
What is he at, like 350 these days? Yeah, he's been absurd. So locked in.
And Kershaw, they're showing it. He's getting antsy. He's getting upset.
Yeah, he wants to bat, I think.
Guys, strike out.
Guys, it's enough runs for me, okay? He's got six.
But he's up and stalking in the dugout.
If I can't hold this, it's my fault, okay? Just get me back out there, all right? Hey, Freeman, swing! And Freddie Freeman's up, he's yelling, swing! Swing, bada-bada-bada-bada-bada, swing! Swing! Swing!
Now you're going full Ferris Bueller's Day Off. There was really an awful lot of shots of Aaron Boone. I can only imagine the TV broadcast, how much they're mocking him right now and waiting for him to get thrown out. Because we watched a couple of weeks ago, they were the early Peacock Sunday morning game. Byer and I were in here doing Fox Sports Sunday, and I flipped it up, and it was 10 minutes into the game. From the first pitch, and he was already getting thrown out. It's like, must have had a brunch date or maybe a golf tee time that he wanted to make, but then that was the, 3-5 games or whatever he got himself booted.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been on his best behavior. Tonight feels like hey, I want to get after it in Los Angeles. I'm out.
Now, speaking of Los Angeles, we saw another big move in the NBA coaching-wise today. I mean, no. Darvin Ham is still the Lakers head coach, but Frank Vogel.
Yeah.
Guess who's back? A 5-year, $31 million contract to coach the Phoenix Suns. I hate to say I told you so, but this is actually, no one gets mad about this. I hate to say this whole joke. Everybody's happy about it, especially coaches. Because once Monty Williams got that big deal to go coach the Pistons, I told you it's a good time to be a good NBA head coach. If you have any kind of resume, yeah, you are really sought after. Frank Vogel's got a championship, 5 years, $31 million.
Yeah, but this is just line with the job. Oh, these poor people that are just showing up at this game. No, but for Frank Vogel, you know, I mean, that's in line with the numbers, right? When Steve Kerr got hired all those years ago, it was about $5 million a year.
Yeah, but so this is like, but normally someone like Frank is even going to get a gig. Now it's, wait a minute, the guy's won a championship, he's away, this is what we need. It's a big thing for him. 5 years, $31 million.
Well, Frank Vogel was able to dance the LeBron James, Anthony Davis dance, yeah, even with all the turmoil and mockery that we had of the front office, Magic Johnson taking shots at Rob Pelinka whenever he could. In Phoenix, they need a guy that has shown he can deal with mercurial stars.
Yeah, no, and that's going to be a thing we'll get to in a second. Yeah. But remember, Steve Kerr was a really sought-after guy. He was like the guy coming out of college. He's a number one overall pick.
I'm just saying, though, it's $5 million a year.
The Warriors wanted. Yeah, but
I mean, this isn't Monty Williams funny money.
Frank Vogel's somebody. Well, it's easier to go to Phoenix when you're actually coaching a team that has a chance than to go to Detroit. Okay, I mean, you need half of that money was because you're going to coach in Detroit.
It's the Detroit tax.
And I can say this because
I don't mean that to be derogatory of Detroit, the city. Because as Kid Rock sang, if heaven ain't a lot like Detroit, I don't want to go.
I vacation there, so I'm allowed to say that.
You've abandoned them.
No, we only go back in the summer now. Because going back in the winter is
not. You haven't gone back in a while, have you?
Yeah, we went back lower last year.
Did you go back
in the summer? Yeah.
I don't remember you disappearing to Detroit.
Yeah, we had a 5-day Detroit trip.
I mean, we got no videos of Slider eating or anything.
You got to set at the shelter. You don't remember?
But that's the big thing now, right? So I told you, coaches are going to be really highly sought after now. They're going to get paid a lot of money. It's not just going to be guys who are free agents. It's going to be coaches who are, hey, you're in a year-to-year deal. You're coming up here. Don't re-sign. We're going to give you $100 million. Hey, Eric Spoelstra, come here, whatever it's going to be. But here's the big thing now for Frank Vogel, right? This is a big one now. Because he's someone who is now going to have coached LeBron James for a few years and now will coach Kevin Durant for a couple of years. So I ask you, if you're a head coach, where do you think you would have a better experience coaching LeBron? Anyway, and I don't mean just coaching LeBron or coaching KD. Where is your better experience? Because I know the answer.
I actually think it's the latter.
Oh, it's 100% Kevin Durant.
100%.
100% Kevin Durant. Yeah. You walk in every day and you log into your email and check your phone. It's like, what do I got to deal with? What has LeBron decided to do today that I have to decide if I want to push back on it or let it go? What decision has he made that either I have to address in a team meeting or I have to let go where the team still views me as the head coach? Right? Like, that's every day with LeBron. With KD, it's like, if he's mad, he'll just take off. He right, won't be around.
It's more about,
is he mad? Okay.
Is he available?
Yeah.
Right? My frustration is going to be more day-to-day.
KD's like a ghost,
man. How is he feeling and massaging the ego and making sure physically he's good to go? With LeBron, it's the whole machine.
Yeah.
And look, it's been to his benefit, billions of dollars, all sorts of great stuff that's flown and flowed out of the corporation that is LeBron James, Inc. Don't get me wrong. But it's heavy on a coach, right? You go into a press conference. You have no idea what you're about to get based on some cryptic tweet, text, or rumor that's well planted from a guy like Shams or one of those. Shams or one of those, because he's a clutch guy. So all of those guys, you've got to, you know, got to be at the ready. So you're kind of dancing as you get to the podium. With KD, it's like, yeah, I think he's going to be available. We'll see in the layup.
Is he easy in here? I haven't seen him in a week. And that's where you go, how have you not seen your star in a week? No, with KD, it's like, I haven't seen him in a week.
He's going to show up on game day. I don't need to care. Yeah.
You have to feel like, hey, I can walk in and really be myself and coach. Because if KD's mad, he's not going to let me know. He's not going to go to anybody else. We're just going to find out he's going to get mad on social media and request a trade or something else. It's like, okay, it's not like he's going to try to conspire to put forces against me like LeBron would. Hey, it's Clutch Sports versus the Lakers. This is what I want. This is what we want. No, KD's more of a lone wolf. And this is what I want. So it's like, yeah, 100%. If you're a coach, you'd rather coach KD than LeBron.
Now, he is truly one of the guys I would love to sit down and just pick his brain. And I'd love to do that to LeBron, too. But KD, knowing what he did and how he used his time when he was up in the Bay Area and everything else, there's a lot of questions to be asked. But for Frank Vogel, yeah, I think he'll be okay in this process. Now it's all the hard roster decisions, because you do have an older roster. You do have a guy that there's just a lot of questions about when it comes to the fun and exciting world of Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton. Is Ayton still there? Right? Does this change?
Right now he is.
But I mean,
right,
does this change the math on it when you bring in a guy like Vogel, knowing how they won with the Lakers? Is that you're trying to emulate that? Because you're also trying to make sure you've got guys that are going to buy into a defensive structure. And that's going to be key when you're looking at an older roster. Because in the bubble, they were able to do it. You had two guys in LeBron and Anthony Davis, and obviously the breakthrough star that was Alex Caruso. But now it's all defensive team now. But it's trying to get into that vein will be an interesting shift to see how they fill the back end of the roster. Because remember, they lost a lot of that bench when they made that trade to bring in KD. So there will be a seismic shift in what that roster can continuity is.
And this is going to be, I could deal with that because I'm dealing with a super, super duper star that I can deal with. Whereas, was it always me and LeBron? Was it me versus LeBron? Yep. That's a tough thing, man. That's a really tough thing.
100%.
I'm telling you, man, it's much, KD, much easier.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Aaron Boone, why are you so mad? I do want you to stay in the game and not get thrown out because the Yankees are down 6-1 in the third inning.
Well, we're moving along fast, though.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. So this whole week is NFL-wise, one of the big dominant stories has been the future of DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
Now, I've told you for a while, why are people going crazy for DeAndre Hopkins?
Because he's a big name.
He is, but who knows if he's still a star. He hasn't been good in a couple of years. He's had injury and PED issues. So, yeah, I'm a little skeptical that he's still DeAndre. Just because you remember him from 2019 and remember him being great doesn't mean he's still great. That doesn't mean there's not a perfect landing spot for him, and now it looks like this could potentially be what it is. Pro Football Talk reporting that the reuniting of Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins could happen in Cleveland. Now, Watson went out earlier this week and said, oh, I'd love to get DeAndre, but now we could be moving towards that. I have to say, this match is probably the best because if DeAndre Hopkins goes someplace else, what kind of rapport is he going to have with the quarterback? You don't know. He's not a number one, so it's not going to be where we have to get him the ball. It's not going to be, you got to make sure you throw him that football, man. It's going to be, does
he knows this, though, right?
I don't know about that.
Make sure he knows that. That if you're going to say he's not a number one, make sure that Deshaun Watson's aware of that.
I don't know.
You know, and DeAndre Hopkins aware of that before anything, you know, because if they're going to enter back in of, hey, it's like old times. Because Hopkins may still think he's that guy.
No.
Right now, he's latter career Anquan Boldin, I'm telling you. Possession guy, they'll move the chains and set up in the low post for the red zone.
But here's why this works, is because it's the philosophy of, you want to be able to, when you work, whatever you do for a living, you work for who hired you. I mean, it sounds weird because, of course, people hire you. No, but you want to work for the person that hires you because the person who hires you is going to have the most invested in your career. They're going to make sure you're promoted. They're going to make sure you get every chance to succeed because they hired you. If that person leaves to go someplace else, you should probably potentially start looking for a new job because the new boss that's coming in has no loyalty to you.
Or you really need to be good at kissing ass.
Yes, both of
that. Or really good at your job.
That would help.
Both would probably be advisable.
Yeah, that's true. But just in case, you know, look, because stuff is very subjective. And when someone has something that is beholden to you on, they're going to make sure that you give every chance to succeed, right? So think about that for a second. If you are DeAndre Hopkins, where are you going to go that you are going to be given every chance to succeed and you know that going in, this quarterback is going to look for you? It's Deshaun Watson because
you guys both became stars at the same time. DeAndre Hopkins, one of the top three receivers in the NFL in his heyday. Watson was his quarterback. So where is he going to go to restart his career or show everybody that I am still a really good wide receiver? I'm going to go someplace where the number one job is still kind, could be whatever because of my experience with Watson, and I know he's going to look for me. I know I'm going to be his guy. So there's going to be no other team that I go to. Am I going to be the number one guy that somebody looks for? But here, I could absolutely be that way. That's why Cleveland is the best spot for him.
Well, he still shouldn't be number one. If he is, then we're a bunch of don'ts because Amari Cooper is
exactly.
But here's the thing.
When he shows up there, okay, did it work great with Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson? Has it worked great with Watson and DeAndre Hopkins? Yeah.
Well, let me see Watson on the field for more than four or five weeks.
Sure,
right?
That's true. Yeah,
full off season, full integration, and you look at the talent that is assembled on this squad offensively. It looks and it reads as a very dangerous squad. Tyshirt may be hitting that Cleveland drop a lot. Okay, if this works,
it's his favorite.
Donovan Peoples-Jones is a player. He's a really good number three guy with some upside. They bring in Cedric Tillman. All right, so you already added to your depth along with Cooper, along with Njoku, and then you still have Nick Chubb in your backfield. So, I mean, you've got weaponry at your disposal for Deshaun Watson, Wyatt Teller, all those guys up front. I mean, you've got a really good-looking squad. DeAndre Hopkins could be the guy that keeps drives alive. He could be, he doesn't have to have the gaudy numbers and target counts, but he can be pivotal in being like the glue guy for what makes that offense run. This could be fun. And I know, obviously, thinking about machines running, you don't want glue in them. However, you know, for this analogy, it works. He'll be the grease. He'll be the grease man. We got our grease man.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Look, I don't think he's Hopkins anymore. But if he's going to be Hopkins anyplace, that's going to be it. That's where it's going
to
happen.
But it goes back to the old rule of thumb. You and I have been doing this a long time, separately and together. Getting a number one guy that was once upon a time considered a top five guy in all the hot lists and rankings to realize that he's not that guy anymore and that could come maybe once a month or maybe you get a little bit streaky where you're hitting a stride in the right matchups. As long as psychologically he realizes that and accepts that role, they're good. Otherwise, this all blows up.
It sure will. It will. And look, Cleveland.
And it is Cleveland.
Look, it is that place, right? And this is the year where, hey, you're a little nervous right now if you're the Browns. It's, we signed this guy who was really controversial that we expected to come in and be great again. And instead, we got diminishing returns and not what we expected. This is a huge year, man. This is a huge year for, hey, we're going forward. We're still a good team. Or, oh, we're stuck for years. Because you're not getting out of that contract. No one else is taking that guy. You are the only team. Hey, you're the only, you want him? Good. You got him. You stay there. What did I tell you? We're not going to talk about Watson. He's a guy we don't talk about anymore. But this team now, with everything going on, they have this is their chance. This is their year to make it out. There's no team under more pressure right now. Well, outside of the Jets and Aaron Rodgers.
No, there's a few. Then Cleveland
to succeed with this right now.
I think other shows already do those hot lists of who's under most pressure players.
What would you know
list
about
radio.
Pressure?
I know all kinds of things because the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl. That's a lot of pressure to live
you
up to.
You have to learn to face yourself.
We got a couple of big NFL stories coming your way next. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Cleveland,
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.